Jon Favreau's new summer action flick is set in the Old West, the desert town of Absolution. The story is trotting along with plenty of gunslingers, shootouts, and saloons, and then things start to get a little weird.
I don't know what it is, but it's bleeding.
That's the same direction those machines went with our kin. Ain't gonna be able to track it in the dark.
Round up the horses, get some supplies. We'll set off first light.
They set off, and what they find is aliens. Lots of them. Jon Favreau directs the aptly named Cowboys and Aliens. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So help us wrap our heads around this. In a nutshell, what is the plot?
Well, I think the title says it all.
Pretty much. If you're going to make a movie about cowboys and aliens,
it's a bit of a mashup, which is, you know, much like with gourmet cuisine, with fusion, there's a trend towards mashing up different genres. Everything's
so this is
been
like
done.
The Latino
Asian
Chinese
fusion. Yes,
yeah,
that's
the movie
right.
Scene. Okay.
Or like, I think more aptly in this case, it's more like gourmet comfort food. Hopefully it's a really, really smart version of a very simplistic concept.
Were there bits of each genre that you knew from the get-go you had to have? You know, you were definitely going to have a cowboy, you know, jumping off his horse and landing on, you know, instead of a stagecoach, instead of a train, landing on an alien spaceship, something like that.
We didn't want it to just devolve into a big sci-fi action popcorn movie. The trick is to discipline it so that the scale of the film remains a Western all the way through. And when the action gets big, keep it in the language of the big action of the classic Westerns from the John Ford era. You know, the stagecoach chase, the battle over the Alamo. You know, make it feel like a Western. Don't immediately turn it into Independence Day.
You know, talking about Westerns, I read that Steven Spielberg, who was one of the executive producers on the movie, actually invited you and the writers to a private screening, and he showed a bunch of Westerns and then gave a bit of a lecture on how you make a good Western.
I think it's that was the key. And at the end of a meeting, where I was rather intimidated in his conference room, sitting under the original prop of Rosebud the sled,
uh-huh.
It was literally over my shoulder. So I was looking up at the most famous movie prop in the world, and I would look across the table to the most famous living director in the world. And it was a bit off-putting. And then finally, he really just ingratiated himself to me by putting me at ease. And he said, hey, I just got a restored print of The Searchers. You want to see it? And I was like, yeah,
I can make the time for that. Yeah,
I'll make the time. And he talked us through the entire film and pointed out every detail, and it was clear that he is a dyed-in-the-wool Western fan.
Well, and what is the key to making a Western, according to Steven Spielberg?
It's a very specific form with a specific cast of archetypes, and each generation revisits the same Western tropes and puts a slightly different spin on it based on their context. And so, much like when a singer performs a standard, the insight comes not from the music of Bye Bye Blackbird, but it's the phrasing that Sinatra brings to it versus Billie Holiday versus Charlie Parker.
So it's about the rhythm that you're able to give to a movie.
It's about this twist you put on a very confined set of characteristics. And each generation is able to comment on it. And our generation, unfortunately, hasn't really had that opportunity because Westerns have not been box office powerhouse like they used to be in the first half of the last century.
Talk to me, Jon Favreau, about the casting for Cowboys and Aliens. Daniel Craig is the big star, of course, probably best known for playing James Bond. And I wonder how consciously you played on that. I mean, I'm thinking of the opening scene, for example. Daniel Craig is unarmed. He's in the middle of the desert. He's surrounded by three guys with their shotguns trained on him. And he manages to disarm them in about 10 minutes flat and then walk off into the sunset. I mean, I was sitting there thinking, hand this guy a martini, and I could be watching the opening scene of the next Bond movie.
Yeah, it quite consciously utilized his characteristics. And I felt that part of the fun of this movie wasn't just mashing up cowboys and aliens, but also Bond and Indy.
And just to be clear, Indy, we're talking Indiana Jones. Harrison Ford is your other leading man here.
That's right. So both of them are cowboys in a sense, and James Bond has that magical gunfighter supernatural quality where he could do things that are a little bit hyper-real. Leone really took the gunfighter and turned him into the samurai character from Kurosawa films or a ninja or Jedi. And, you know, James Bond also shares that. We wanted Daniel Craig's depiction to encompass that.
Now, Harrison Ford is playing somewhat against type here. I mean, he usually plays pretty likable heroes. Indiana Jones, of course, springs to mind. Han Solo. In this movie, he is playing this very curmudgeonly, somewhat racist guy. Was that deliberate in the way
that
you cast?
Yeah, we took a lot more liberty with it since it was him. And if you're a student of the Western, you know, Harrison Ford, I think, is our analog to John Wayne. They both had tremendous bodies of work, goodwill, always came off more likable than they would seem on paper. And if you look from The Searchers, which, of course, was the film Stephen screened for us, you know, John Wayne starts off pretty dead set against the Native American population. He was coming back from the Civil War, and John Wayne is able to get away with that.
And you think Harrison Ford pulls that off here?
We could really push it to the limit. You know, we don't go as far as they do in that film, but I think what's fun about the Western genre is the character arcs are very strong and arguably more interesting and exciting than the action that is metaphorically representational of those arcs. So what our job is to do in a Western is to lay out characters that have a long way to go, and through overcoming their own inner demons, they can then fight off, in this case, literally external demons.
But I guess if you're, you know, the other genre we're talking about here, alien movies, Harrison Ford obviously has quite a bit of experience with those as well.
Oh, yeah. And Indiana Jones, that, you know, verges definitely on sci-fi. You know, he was the face of those films for my generation as I grew up, and as I was an usher in the RKO Keiths in Flushing, he was on the big screen and as Indiana Jones and as Han Solo. And now here I am, a couple decades later, sitting with him and conspiring over how best to bring this vision to the screen.
Jon Favreau, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
That's director Jon Favreau. His new movie is Cowboys and Aliens. It opens today. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.